Did you know that yesterday was the 76th anniversary of the 40-hour work week? That's right. The law that requires companies to pay overtime after 40 hours went into effect October 24th, 1940. But did you also know that wasn't always the idea? I'm Brad Mitchell, and this is A Bit of Info. The general work week as we know it is typically 40 hours long, taking place Monday through Friday from 9 to 5. But apparently, the guy who wrote the law originally wanted it to be a 30-hour work week. Instead of 8-hour days, it would have been 6 hours, and then you'd get overtime. The bill passed the Senate in 1932, but got rejected by the House of Representatives, partly because business owners said they couldn't afford it. Speaking of a 30-hour work week, Amazon actually started testing one this year, and employees who do it make 25% less. Now, they still get full benefits, but I'm not sure the pay cut is worth getting off an hour earlier. Some people may not agree. In fact, a study this year found that people over 40 work best when they have a 3-day work week and only work 25 hours a week. But before you get too excited and start running to the boss, the same study also found that not working at all is worse for your well-being than working 40 hours a week. So, while you may begrudgingly be headed into the office this morning, just remember, working is good for you. It's science. I'm Brad Mitchell, and this is A Bit of Info.